You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome at a very special time of year, MLB.com Extras. This is special edition NLCS preview. I'm Dave Brandman. We sit down with Kerry Muscat today, and we talk Cubs baseball. And Kerry, I don't know if there's anything better, really, than teams like the Cubs, the Mets, the Royals, and we'll just go ahead and throw the Blue Jays in there. These are fun franchises, a lot of historical significance to them being at this position in the postseason. And, of course, that is never greater than with the Chicago Cubs. This has to be kind of a thrilling time.
Well, it's exciting for the fans. The fans, there was a great buzz at the ballpark for the games for the National League Division Series. And I know when they had the one game where they hit six home runs, it was beyond buzzworthy. The press box was shaking. So I get a little nervous when the team does well because I'm not sure if Wrigley can really survive this, but we'll give it a shot.
It is always a little dicey, I guess, inside Wrigley.
Yeah, you got a 100-year-old ballpark, and you know you got 40,000 plus screaming, and the press park starts to shake, and it's not a real comfortable feeling up there, but that's okay. I can live with it. So
yeah. Well, it's been that kind of year, and this team definitely had a special thing going, and I think you have to get to a championship series. Now they square off against the Mets, and it's interesting because the Mets have a little bit of that similar magic going, a young team that has grown and developed over the years. But the Cubs are 7-0 against the Mets this year. Is that, as a Cubs fan, I don't know, is that good news, bad news? It's hard to beat somebody that soundly every single time you go out against them. You almost feel like there's a statistical thing going on here that one would be worried about.
Well, yes, the Cubs were 7-0, but they were 7-0 against a Mets team that did not have David Wright and that did not have Yoenis Cespedes. And so it's a different Mets team. Also, Noah Syndergaard made his major league debut against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, so he was just getting started. Now look at him now after him coming into pitch and relief in the Game 5 of the NLDS. I mean, and I think they faced the other kid with the hair, Jacob deGrom. They faced him twice. He only went 5 innings in those games. And I think he totaled maybe 8 strikeouts. You know, now that would just be, that's almost like 3 innings for him. So it's a totally different Mets team. And this is a totally different Cubs team in a sense because, you know, the kids at that time of the year were still kind of getting their footing, were still trying to figure out big league routine and big league life. And so it's really kind of an interesting, to me, it just kind of showcases all the great young talent that Major League Baseball has. I mean, these two franchises really represent it well, and it's going to be a lot of fun just to see the kids on display.
I agree. And to your point about these teams being very different from when they faced one another earlier this year, and everybody loves to point out all those changes and differences in the Mets, but it's not like Kyle Schwarber was hitting home runs in those 7 games against the Mets either, right? And, I mean, he's a
correct
big factor. Unfortunately, Addison Russell will not be playing in this series at all?
No. Russell hurt his hamstring. He felt it grab a little bit when he hit a triple in the Game 3 of the NLDS. So he came out, which is good. And rather than rush him and risk a serious injury with him, you know, kind of trying to come back too soon, they figured they'd rather just wait, just let him take his time, rehab, do it right. And then if they advance to the next round, he might be available there. Now, the good thing is that the Cubs, you know, fans, I remember it wasn't that long ago, you know, fans were clamoring that the Cubs had too many shortstops. Now they have just enough because Javier Baez is going to slide into shortstop and he will start in the NLCS, and then they'll keep Starlin Castro at second base because he seems to really be thriving there. And the rest of, they've got Tommy La Stella as a backup if necessary, but I don't foresee that happening, and we'll just sort of see what happens.
Right. That depth now is going to be critical for them. What about this you know, they clinch on Tuesday. They party, you know, have a great time as they are wont to do. Game 1 isn't until Saturday. On the one hand, you got a little time to shake off all the partying and set up your pitching and get everybody ready, some much-needed rest. On the other hand, I know there are people in baseball who are particularly addicted to the routine and sometimes find falling out of that routine a little disruptive. Where do you come down?
Well, in talking to the players, a lot of them are that, you know, the wild card game was exhausting, and so was the NLDS just because they were facing the Cardinals. I mean, if you look at it, they've had to beat the teams with the two best records in baseball to get this far. And they're the wild card team. They're not getting home field advantage. So really, they kind of needed a day on Wednesday to regroup. Apparently, a lot of the players got together Wednesday evening, just sort of a little team gathering. And then Thursday, they had a workout at Wrigley. So I don't really foresee any rust. I mean, it hasn't been that long. They're going to work out Friday at Citi Field, and then the game will be on Saturday. And one of the things all the players have said is, you know, the key to them is just stick with the same routine. And as long as they maintain that, they'll be fine.
Okay, so what as you handicap the series then, what do you
I don't like to do this, Dave. Okay, go ahead.
we look at the pitching matchups, and the Mets dazzled. They're pitching, they're starting pitching has been so impressive, and you know the radar readouts, everything grab everybody's attention. I mean, it's excellent pitching. Cubs have been mashing the ball, but when you look at the way these two teams stack up, let's say breaking it down piece by piece, where do you see advantages or for that matter disadvantages for the Cubs?
Well, the Cubs do like to hit fastballs, but they also strike out a lot, so that could be a little bit to the Mets' advantage right there. Or a disadvantage, you know, depending on the mix of pitches. For example, you know, watching DeGrom and Syndergaard in Game 5, I didn't realize the kids had that many types of pitches and that they weren't just throwing 100 miles an hour. So that could mix them up. I just think it's going to be, you know, what Joe Maddon keeps stressing to us is that it's going to come down to pitching and defense, which it usually always does. And it's just the Cubs have to catch the ball. And sometimes I worry, you know, with Schwarber in left field, he is a catcher by preference. He would prefer to be behind the plate. He's out there in left field. That might be a little risky. They do sub for him late in game. Jorge Soler, you can't get the guy out. So, I mean, he'll be in right field, but they also sub for him defensively. So I'm just kind of, to me, as cliche as it sounds, whoever makes the fewest mistakes could probably win the game.
Okay.
I know that's cliche. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's fair, right? I mean, I think that's a pretty fair. Anyway, and we saw it in the American League Division Series with
the Rangers. Yeah.
I mean, it's critical.
Right.
The Back to the Future thing, I'm sure you've dug into that.
I have not seen any DeLoreans around Wrigley lately, but yeah.
Is that crazy or what, though?
I don't know. I never saw the movie. I wasn't a big fan of the movie. I shouldn't say that on record, but anyways, there's that. We have our own little future shows with the kids and Schwarber's home run up there in the scoreboard, and I mean these guys got their own little urban legends developing here, so.
Fair enough, and very true. I don't know that we have even uttered the name Joe Maddon yet, and we're almost 10 minutes into this thing. What wisdom or what unique plans, strategies, or just sort of deflecting items has he come up with in these last couple of days to keep this team loose and distracted from the various pressures?
Well, the last time the Cubs were in New York, which was in May, and they swept that series, he brought in a magician because they were going through a long losing streak. Now, I've asked around, and there's no plans to bring the magician back, so I know that that's not really one of his options. Really, it was interesting during the workout on Thursday, he had some guys working on their bunting again. And if you remember in one of the NLDS games, and right now my brain's a little fried, I can't remember which one, but they scored two runs on sack bunts. So the fact that they were actually working on their bunting on Thursday was interesting to me because we might see that more in the NLCS. As Joe likes to say, a lot of times it's the little things that can really make a difference here. And so just if Kyle Schwarber is being asked to bunt during BP, I'll be real curious to see if he's asked to bunt during a game.
Yeah. Well, I think it goes back to the point you were making earlier about minimizing mistakes, errors. It is true. I mean, one base, right? One link in that
yes.
round could make all the difference in the world. All right. So last sort of real challenging question for you, Kerry, is if you had to pick that person out who is going to be the difference maker, right? And not the headline guys that we expect. Who's that bench player, that bullpen arm, that bit roll guy who's going to deliver the big moment in this series for the Cubs?
Oh, that's tough. I don't know if he qualifies in your description. I think Starlin Castro, the second baseman, the shortstop now second baseman, I think he might do some special things here. I'm not sure why. Just a nice confidence in talking to him. And I think that the postseason so far has really been a boost for his attitude and his confidence. And shoot, the guy's gone from a three-time All-Star short to moving over to second and hasn't complained, hasn't pouted, and has actually played really, really well. And anybody who's at Wrigley, when he's coming up to his walk-up song and who is not clapping should be shocked, because it's one of the most fun moments at Wrigley during this last season. It's a Latin song. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the title, but as soon as he comes up, everybody, and if you're at the game and if you're watching on TV, I'm talking everybody from the guys in the bullpen to the guys in the dugout. They're all clapping along with it and dancing. CJ Edwards is not even on the roster, and he's dancing and kicking his feet up, and it's really a lively little moment, and Castro really likes it. He says it gets him going. So I'm kind of counting on that. So
I love it, and I think it counts. I think it counts because, in a way, he has been the guy somewhat overshadowed by a lot of the guys.
Yeah, by the kids. He's been overshadowed by the kids. Yeah.
Kind of, I don't want to say disregarded, but, he's been pushed aside all year. And like you say, has never made any bones about it and is such an incredible player in his own right. So that's cool. I'll be watching for that. I'll be clapping in front of my television, Kerry.
Yeah, clap when he comes up the bat, yes.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see how this one plays out. It's funny you said that anyone not clapping there should be shot. And it's still running.
I'm probably going, that's not a good way to put it. I couldn't think of anything quickly, but that's okay. I'm in New York, I get a little nervous here. So.
Yeah, you get edgy. You're on fumes at this time of year. But that was so reminiscent of a great old Ron Santo bit from years ago, too. And then we're tying Ron in with old 1969.
Well, there's a lot of Cub fans who are, a lot of old-time Cub fans remember the 69 season when the Mets topped the Cubs, and that was the Black Cat year when the Black Cat came out onto the Santo standing on the on-deck circle as Shea, and the Black Cat runs out in front of him, and the Cubs were in the midst of this horrible tailspin, and the Mets went on to surge and went on to win the World Series that year. And a lot of Cub fans have not forgotten that. And Santo always hated going to New York after that. He would, when he was a broadcaster, he would almost ask to not go on those trips because he just had bad vibe from New York. So there's some people who think that Santo is, that this series was set up so that Santo can get revenge in some way. So I'm going
yes,
with
indeed.
The Cubs. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I keep having to wrap this up, but I have to get some more Ron Santo bit on that, because in the press box at Shea, in the radio booth,
yes.
they had these lights that hung low, and one of them many years ago caught one of his hairpieces on fire.
Yes,
and
Pat, it was a great moment.
Pat put a great memorial on there many years ago, and it was always there when he'd come through town. So lots of fun stuff, but it's going to be a great series. And Kerry, I know that you're going to have fun with it eventually. I just want to tell you, 3-4 weeks from now, you're going to get some rest again. But for
okay,
now,
good. Okay.
Just power through.
Okay, thank you. Starbucks, I'm doing great. I should have bought stock in Starbucks before I started this job. So, all right, we're ready to go.
All right, go get him. There she goes. Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, our special NLCS preview.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.